Pandemic lockdowns encouraged more Americans to try cooking at home last year, and that pushed retail sales of seafood to record levels. Now, with restaurants opening, some supplies are tight, and prices in the U.S. are soaring. Fred Bever of Maine Public Radio says visitors to his state are digging deep for that summertime classic, the lobster roll.
Gary Blackman Sr. and his wife have been running Karen's Hideaway Lobster Shack in coastal Booth Bay for two decades. And he now finds himself charging his highest prices ever for a lobster roll, $28 last week.
This year has just been a crazy year.
Some lobster shacks in Maine broke the $30 barrier this month, the highest people around here can remember. That reflects the high prices resellers like Blackman are paying lobstermen at the dock when there's product coming in at all.
Price was way up, but the boys aren't catching anything. But that's the kind of year it's been. Why? No one has any answers. I mean, it's just could be the water's too cold, the weather's crazy. No one really has an answer.
Industry experts say this spring's dizzying prices are driven not just by the size of the catch, but also by consumer habits that were transformed during the pandemic.
We are seeing really high demand for lobster, for seafood, and that's true not only here in Maine, but throughout the country.
Annie Salikas is executive director of the Maine Lobster Dealers Association. She says when lockdowns shuttered much of the restaurant industry last year, seafood sales plummeted. But as the pandemic wore on, home chefs pulled out their cookbooks and started to experiment.
And so people were buying not only lobster, but other seafood products from their supermarkets or their local fishmongers or directly from fishermen. And they were trying things.
Dealers ultimately matched that market trend, Salika says, by repackaging and redirecting inventory that originally was destined for the food service industry. Retail seafood sales hit new highs. Sellers also worked to get consumers more comfortable with items that were once rarely seen in home refrigerators, such as live oysters or mussels. Oysters are notoriously a hard sell for home consumption because their shells can be difficult to open.
And you turn the knife like a key in a lock, left and right. So you turn left.
Oyster evangelists such as Rifko Mayer are appearing in DIY shucking videos like this one from Chesapeake Bay to help the cause.
Putting the point of the knife into the hinge, pulling your oyster hand towards yourself.
Oyster prices have stabilized, but not yet seen big increases like other seafoods. For everyone in the industry, balancing demand, price, costs, and inventory is a constant challenge. Back at Karen's Hideaway in Booth Bay, Maine, Gary Blackman Sr. says this season's high prices have hurt his revenues. Still, he's not all that worried about the lobster haul this summer.
I know in a couple weeks, I said they'll be coming up my nose, and I know it. And then I'll be growling because there's too many. So.
And lobstermen say they are beginning to find more active lobsters in their traps, a sign that bigger harvests and maybe more consumer-friendly prices are on their way. For NPR News, I'm Fred Bever.